is Davin's Den.
All right, last segment of the show, Scamming Scammers. As I said at the top, we said goodbye last week to Lacey Gilbert. She was quite entertaining. Now we move on to Carolyn Fuchs, a different type of gal, if you will. All right, you guys ready?
Yep, it is.
All right. Dateline, July 28th, 2019. There was overlap with my girls between Lacey and Carolyn. So.
You whore!
A little bit. I feel I could spread myself around like that. Alright. So, she writes, "Hello, dear. How are you? Nice meeting you." Immediately with the hello, dear.
And you haven't even met yet.
No. This is on Instagram, by the way. This is on Instagram where this messaging is taking place. I don't know, do you always like open with like dear when you're meeting somebody?
No.
So I go, "Hi, nice meeting you." She goes, "That's cool. Am Carolyn. There's a first red flag. Not I am Carolyn. Not I am Carolyn. Am Carolyn. Little red flag there.
Nope.
Because we know a lot of times our scammers from Africa, they forget about I. They forget about I.
I'm worried.
Yeah.
I'm on notice.
Yes. I'm on notice for sure. I'm Carolyn and you. I said, "Hi, I'm Davin." She goes, "Okay, that's cool. Seems you love baseball." I don't know why. I must have had like some sort of picture on Instagram. Mm. I go, "I do. Do you like baseball?" She goes, "Not that much, though. I love more of swimming, football, reading, and traveling." So now this next question I go, and this is now we're on July 29th, by the way. Next question I go, "What football team do you like?" Now, why do you think I would ask that?
Because you want to see if she's going to answer American football or European football.
You guys are correct. You guys are good. It's like you've done this before. I'm very impressed.
Funny.
Yeah.
I go, "What football team do you like?" She goes, "Am a Chelsea fan." So we know this is not an American.
Here we go.
I go, "Cool." She goes, "Yes, dear, so where do you reside?" I go, "America." I don't like to get too specific, right? I never tell my town. But, you know, let's keep it broad.
Nope.
"America, how about you?" She goes, "Am British, are ya?" I'm pretty sure they say I'm in England. "Am British, but am currently in America for a business meeting." This is interesting. I go, "Really? How interesting. What is your business?" Now, usually, it's nursing, it's design, something like that. You know, usually they need money. The zoology student was a nice change of pace.
Right.
But it was still a student.
Is it lumber?
Lumber was a good one, that too. But she was in Nigeria. She was not in America. That was Lacey. I go, "Really interesting. What is your business?" She goes, "I'm a Forex trader and an account manager. I work with Forex investment company where your finances are managed. And at the end of every 10 days, you've been given a certain amount, probably your return on investment." And then she gives me a link to gofxinvest.com.
That's different.
Is she trying to sell you something?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Now, do you guys know what Forex is?
No.
Isn't that a condom?
That's gonna be the size of my shirt if I keep on eating cake. 4X. 4X is the exchange of currencies. So you need to know what the currency exchange rate is. So if you want to change like American dollars for Canadian dollars, you know, like versus loonies, that's 4X. That's what 4X trading is.
Okay.
So she gives me She gives me the gofxinvest.com. She goes, "You can check out our investment site." This is definitely new right here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean to work for a legitimate company.
Yeah.
Like not making crap up. That's different.
Yeah, I'm sure this will all work out well. I go, what are you doing in the USA? She goes, I just came for a business summit with my team. And then she sends me a picture of her with a team. Not a football team, but, a team. I go, nice. What city are you in? She goes, Boston, Massachusetts. I go, love Boston. Well, I go, love Boston. Will you be doing any sightseeing? She goes, maybe I will if time permits. So which city are you? What do you think I say, kids?
Oklahoma.
I'm at a rally.
Probably some because you want to keep distance on that in case she wants to visit or she wants you to visit.
I said, I'm in Boston right now.
No, you don't. Okay.
Which I was not. I was in my kitchen, but because I want to push the I can't really make heads or tails of this right now, so I'm going to push the envelope right here. Let's see if
couldn't we meet across town?
Yeah, something like that.
Meet up for a drink.
Yeah, I go. I'm in Boston right now. She goes, really? Is that where you reside? I go, no. Just was in town to see some baseball. We should meet up. She goes, no problem. If I finish on time and not that tired, I'll let you know. I go, okay, where do you want to meet? She goes, seriously, it's my first time to the city, so I don't know places that much. I go, does your hotel have a lobby in the bar? I'll have a lobby in the bar. No, a bar in the lobby, stupid. I wrote that wrong.
It depends on how many drinks you've had. Does it have a lobby in the bar?
I believe I was sober at the time of that fuck-up. I go, we can meet there if that is easiest for you. She goes, if I am free, I'll let you know. Oh, all right. I go, okay. She goes, but mind you, I'm on a business trip, so no much time wasting. Yes, I know people on business trips never fucking drink in the hotel lobby bar after fucking day of work. I go, did you just call me a waste of time? She goes, not at all. I go, okay. I'm trying to get a vibe for this girl. Can't really get a feel for her right now, can you?
No.
Not
at all.
No.
Usually at this point, I'm already in love.
Well, I know, right now I'm thinking, is this chick going to hook up with him on her business trip, or is this like she's not there, but she's not acting like she's not there?
I know.
Yeah.
She goes, are you married? I go, LOL, are you asking to marry me? I mean, then we would really not be wasting time. Because, I'm coming off the heels of Lacey and Jane and Flora. You know, they all fall in love. I'm pushing here. Let's get to it. Ask me what you want. Let's get to it already.
Yeah.
She goes, did I say I was trying to marry you? It's just a conversation. I go, you didn't say you weren't. She goes, you know what? Let's forget about that. I'm done talking about it.
What the fuck does she want?
Right!
Let's stop talking.
We've been doing this for years. What the fuck is her angle here?
That's why she's interesting.
This is a new one.
I'm
but
go on.
Also, she's like, if it was a real person, then they were like, straightforward, are you married? Because they want to get that right out of the way. And then you're dancing around the topic. She's not going to go, oh, I'm sick of talking about it. She's going to nail you to the hull.
Perhaps. You know what? Maybe she doesn't want to waste time with me. That's fine. I'm obviously trying to speed things along. I want to get to it because if we're gonna ask to date or be in love or ask for something right away, then I know I'm going to play a ridiculous angle. If not, yeah. I got to play this close to the vest. I got to be kind of serious until I know what the fuck is going on.
Because you don't want to be like scamming a real person.
Right.
Yeah. Is this woman trying to sell me shares in something, which is, a legitimate scam? Or, is she trying to sell me over somewhere else?
Or is it a love scam, like we like?
I don't know. So we're still on July 29th. I go, okay, LOL, I was kidding with you. She goes, okay, if you say so. So I say, what the hell was that? Oh, that was me. I go, you think I was serious about marriage after a few minutes on Instagram? Come on, I need a solid week at least. Then I'd probably call you my queen, but I would really have to be in love. I'm throwing out this African romance scammer shit because you know how they call you my king and everything.
You know, yeah. You're like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator. I'm here. Kill me. I'm here.
Fair point. I'll give you that. She goes, I'm just getting to know you too. I never talk about getting married. All I asked was a mere question. I go, you didn't. I was kidding with you. She goes, okay. I go, good. Glad we got that cleared up, my queen. I'm trying to fucking force this issue here.
You are playing by the rule book this time. You've got the script.
I do.
Wait a minute. You've become the romance scammer.
I have.
Scared.
She goes. Okay, so what
you're going to ask her for a card?
I deserve one. She goes. Okay, so what is your profession? Comedian. She goes. You do stand up comedy? I go. Yes. Do you like stand up comedy? She goes. Yeah, especially from Eddie Griffin and DL Hughley. I go. I like DL. She goes. Including Cedric. Yeah, I go, maybe one day I will invite you to one of my shows. She goes, that is very good of you. I go, thanks. Well, I think that will be a step before marriage. And I give her a winky. So we go to July 30th. She gives me the LOLZ lulls. You're so funny, probably till then. July 31st we go to. She's writing me, hello, dear. So we really haven't gotten anywhere, but she's still writing me.
Well, I don't know, but you already just gave her your winky.
I did give her my winky. I'm desperate to get rid of my winky. But again, she goes, hello, dear. Again with the dear. I go, hello. She asks how I am. I say, good. I ask her how she is. She goes, am doing very well, dear. I go, glad to hear it. Are you still in Boston? We go to August 1st. She goes, yes, dear, but we are wrapping up tomorrow and moving to Tulsa, then from Tulsa to Memphis. Well, I hear there's a rally you should attend.
Yeah, really?
Now, it is funny. One of you guys did say, Pip, didn't you say she was going to say, I was going to say I was in Tulsa or something?
I said Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. That's
Tulsa's That's very weird.
Yeah. And moving to Tulsa, then from Tulsa to Memphis. I go, when will you be in Memphis? She goes, don't know yet until done with Tulsa, then we fix date, but probably it's in the new month for sure. I go, a lot of moving around for an investment company. There's a lot.
Yes.
She goes, yeah, we need to create enough awareness. I go, awareness of what? She goes, in order to boost our net worth and investors can be shareholders of the firm also. All right, that's kind of weird.
Did she read somebody's website and take pieces of it?
Maybe.
I think maybe she's trying to take your money through this pitch. Or just build you up before she pitches it.
Joe, why are you always so suspicious? If it's not love, it's money with you. I swear to God.
You know, right now, I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know what kind of turn this is going to take. So,
and remember, I have to deal with this.
Right?
I'm still in that early... Oh, sorry.
Go on.
I'm still in that early bit where I'm not quite sure... If it's a scammer, and I'm like, oh, God, what if you're talking to a real person and you're the scammer in the scenario?
Then I finally reached my destiny.
Right.
What? What'd you say?
He's right. Yeah. You know, at this, it's like you're kind of taking the scammer tack, but, you know, she's calling you darling. So it's very baffling on what her deal is right now.
All right. Well, you know what? I got some moves, kids. Let's see what happens. In order to boost our net worth, and investors can be shareholders of the firm also. Remember, I told you what Forex is, right? Right? I told you what Forex
is? Yes,
you
did. Yes. That's
so true. I say, what do you think about what the Fed did yesterday? The Fed raises...
What do you think about what?
The
what
Fed. The Federal Reserve. Oh, okay. Which, okay. If you're in this investment, if you're in this business, you're paying attention to that shit.
Right. Yep.
Because I'm trying to get answers, too. I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on here, too.
No, good. Good question.
What do you think about what the Fed did yesterday? She goes, I don't have any thought about whatsoever. I'm not even aware of what you're talking about. And if I may ask, what are you talking about? Here's a red flag.
All right, that's
okay.
That's a chink in the armor right there. You're an international trader. You should rattle off an answer or I, even if you said, I have not, I didn't get a chance to look today, but I feel the Fed might go with lower interest rates to keep the economy. You know what, you know, that's your job. That's your business. So even if you can't rattle, well, I didn't get to see what the Fed is doing, but you have, you, at least you would have an opinion, write an opinion. If you didn't know what they did that day, you would, you know.
It absolutely affects the rate of the dollar. And, you know, of course, you know, you're going to know that off the top of your head.
Yeah, it's all
at least have, or have an opinion formed if you didn't know what exactly the Fed did that day, but what they were
planning
to do.
It's almost like I'm trying to figure out what her angle is or something.
Sure.
Funny.
I go, hun, this is your line of work. When the Fed adjusts interest rates, it's as big as it gets in the financial sector. It moves markets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
She goes, oh, that's what you're talking about. I go, yep, kind of a newsmaker.
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
So what were your thoughts about what the Fed did today? What else could you be talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah.
She goes,
especially if you're in that line of work.
She goes, thanks.
Yeah.
That's nice. Thanks for letting me know. So what are you up to for the day? Let's change the subject from my fuck-up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Whoopsie. Moving along. Nothing to see here.
And I go, I think getting a job with your company to help you out.
Oh! Ouch.
She goes, smiles. I go, you want me to work with you? She goes, nope, you'll distract me a lot, because you'll be teasing me and saying funny stuffs. I go, I would not be...
You're full of shit.
Pointing out my flaws.
I go, I would not be a distraction. She goes, but you have forgotten I don't base here in the U.S. I go, where's your base? She goes, I base in the U.K. All right, so she's claiming to be from England. Okay. I go, what do you make of the latest setback facing your prime minister? So now I'm going with British current events.
Like it. That's brilliant.
She goes, is it about the loss of the majority in parliament? I go, yep. So she's
okay.
She's got that. So the
okay.
English thing could be accurate, but we're not believing that she's in the financial industry.
But the deal is that she's in England, but she still is lying about what she does for a line of work.
But remember, she did send me a website to a Forex trading company. Remember?
Which anybody...
Like, I don't know shit about
yeah.
That. You know?
We could Google that. Have it ready.
All right. She goes, I base in the UK.
I'm a surgeon.
What?
I'm a surgeon.
You are.
Can I send you a link of a hospital I work for?
Don't get ahead of the story, dear. Anyway... Remember you said that many months from now. She goes, I base in the UK. So I ask her what she thinks of the prime minister. She goes, is it about the loss of the majority in parliament? I go, yep. She goes, oh, personally, I don't know. That's political. I'm not much of a political person. All right.
Okay.
That's fine. I go, what type of person are you? She goes, I'm a free-spirited person who loves traveling, my business, and also reading books. I also like outing a lot. I guess that means revealing gay people to be gay. I don't know what that means. You! You're gay! This one right here is a gay! You are a gay!
You're gay.
Oh, that's it.
How did you know?
I'm calling the gay militia on this one.
Yes. August 3rd. I ask her where she's traveled to. She goes, Dubai, India, Hong Kong, Dublin, Canada, Austria, Germany. That's the few I can mention. I go, very nice. I travel quite a bit as well. She goes, oh, that's quite impressive. I go, is it? Are we two quite impressive people? She goes, if you say so, though. I'm still trying to flirt with this one a little bit here. I'm trying to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
Remember, we're already 5 days in. 5 days in. I go, do you say so? She goes, I say nothing. I go, why do you say nothing? She goes, no reason for that, actually. I go, all right, are you enjoying Tulsa? She goes, just stressed out. I go, why? She goes, probably when I start moving around the city, I will. She's answering the Tulsa question. Big rally, I want to say. I go, why are you stressed? She goes, I have not rested properly for a few days now. I said, sorry. She goes, thanks, dear. I go, of course, don't want you stressed. She goes, you're such a nice person. I sincerely do appreciate. I go, aw, thank you. She goes, lulz, what are you up to? I go, got back from playing ball, just chilling. What about you? She goes, just sipping some lemonade and analyzing the Forex market with some cool music. I go, you're a workaholic. It's Friday night. Shouldn't you be out having fun? She goes, yes, would have loved to, but not today. Probably if I had a caring and loving boyfriend, he would have pulled my ass out for some drinks. Huh.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
I go, LOL. I go, only if this caring and loving boyfriend was on this business trip and not in England.
Right.
August 4th. She goes, really? What a guess. How are you sure I have a boyfriend? I go, I'm not sure. I said, if you had one and he was with you. She goes, yeah, so what are you doing now? Or she goes, how are you doing? I go, I'm okay, thanks. How are you? She goes, good. What are you up to? I said, it's early in the morning, just laying in bed. She goes, meditating. I go, how zen? How can you meditate and talk to me at the same time? She goes, I mean, I'm asking you. Me, I want to go for a little workout. I go, nice. I'm taking the day off from working out. What do you do in your workout? She goes, flat bench, bar press, 4 sets of 8 reps, push-ups, cable crossovers, incline dumbbell flies. I go, a lot of pectoral work for a woman. That is not a typical female workout. Because at this point, I've already been working out for a few years, besides what I used to do years ago.
I must increase my bust.
Funny. I didn't think of that. She goes, Ella lulls the S here. I go, are you trying to get rock hard boobs, LOL? She goes, talk to you later. I said, bye. And then she goes, sounds funny, not at all. I go, good. You could cause a concussion to some lucky, unlucky guy. She goes, really? I go, really? Really?
Really?
Really?
She goes, I don't know what this is. Eam. E-E-E-H-M. Eam. I don't know what that is. I think it's like an expression. I don't know. She goes, Eam, if I may ask, it's only comedy you do for a living. I go, is that not enough? She goes, it is. I'm just asking. I go, well, if we get to know each other better, I will share more of myself. That cool? I don't want to reveal. A boy doesn't tell his secrets.
Not right up front.
No. She goes, yeah, it's cool. I ask her how was the workout. She goes, it went fine. I go, are your pecs big and strong? She goes, sorry, don't get you. I go, you told me you were doing a lot of chest exercise. She goes, yes, of course. She goes, I just need a little muscle so I can punch you in the face.
That's kind of aggressive.
I agree. It's not very nice.
No.
How does she not know what checks are if she's doing all that routine?
I don't know.
Right.
She didn't know what the Fed was doing either, Joe. How the fuck do I know?
I want to ask you a question. When she's saying yar, you're saying jar. Is she spelling that J-A like the German word for ya?
No, she's spelling Y-A.
Yeah,
a
ja.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is slang. That's fine.
Right.
August 5th.
J-A?
No, Y-A.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
August 5th. I go, wow. Is that like little boys you hit because you don't know how to express your feelings of like? She goes, whatever. I go, why do you say whatever? August 6th. She goes, nothing. I go, how vague? Are you in a bad mood? She goes, not at all. But I don't just flow with you kind of conversation. I go, so we should stop talking since it doesn't flow? I ask as a question. So I'm giving her an out. If she doesn't want to do this anymore, because I don't know what the fuck she wants. We are more than a week in, and we still do not know what she wants. We think she's full of shit on some level, but we don't know what she wants.
But the funny thing is, she's leading me into something, but I'll be damned if I know what it is.
Yes, this is a very confusing way to either scam you or flirt.
Yeah.
It's confusing on both levels.
And I don't think we know if this is a man or a woman yet.
Not with all those pec exercises, we don't.
No. So I go, should we just stop talking since it doesn't flow? She goes, nope, but I just hope we do understand each other. I go, it might take some patience, but I'm sure we can. She goes, yeah, Y-A, Joe. Yeah, absolutely. I go, cool. August 7th. She's always initiating the conversations, by the way. She asks how I'm doing. I go, I'm good. I go, flying out in the morning. How are you? She goes, I'm doing exactly fine, too. I go, excellent. What city are you in? She still says Tulsa. I ask her how she likes it. She goes, eem, can't complain. I go, that's good. She goes, yeah, with two A's this time, Joe. Y-A-A.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So she asked me, what's on your menu for the day? Whoever this is clearly has a decent grasp of English.
Yes, yes.
Except for the strange spellings of their placekeepers, like yeah and M.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I go, it's nighttime. Yeah. She goes, it's nighttime. She goes, it's nighttime. She goes, sounds funny. I forgot. I go, that's okay. August 9th. She goes, yes, dear, how are you? I go, I am well, how are you? August 10th. We are moving right along here. Again, we started talking on July 28th. We're on August 10th. She's asked me for nothing. She has professed no love for me.
Huh.
But she keeps on coming back for more.
Yeah, also, there usually is, while we're waiting for that, for them to ask for something, there usually is a tale of woe that goes along with it. There has been no tale of woe. As a matter of fact, she seems like a very successful person.
Yes.
Which is very, you know, there's no tale of woe to lead you in. That's what, and we never encountered this before.
That's a very good pickup, Joe. That is a very good pickup. She seems successful, seemed like she has it together. She does not seem to be in peril. This is very odd.
Her grandmother doesn't have trouble with her eyes, you know.
You know what? I almost don't like the way this is going. How dare you not ask me for something?
It's kind of perplexing the shit out of you. You can tell.
Well,
I've
already established in my mind at this point, she's not completely on the up and up. I've asked enough questions where I think she's full of shit on some stuff.
Yeah.
But again,
she is. But what? It's just intriguing. You know, but meanwhile, there's no tale of woe. There's no this. You know, she's not coming on strong. It's like
no drama.
No drama. Is she trying to sell you into this company? And that's the only thing where she might make a pitch that way. That's what my feeling is, that she's going to try to scam you, but to try to get you into this Forex company. As a shareholder, that's the only thing I could think. You send the money, we'll send you the shares. There's nothing there. But she sent you a link to it. Maybe it's a fake website. So there's all these variables that are cooking right now that makes this very interesting.
It doesn't seem like the typical love scam at all. I mean, when you try to flirt with her, she's like,
all.
I'm building up my pec so I can punch you in the face. That's a different tactic than I've ever tried.
I mean, by all accounts, I should be this woman's king by now, and it's not happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like that's how I met Mr. Helix. I was building up my pecs and on my arms so I could punch him. What?
August 10th, she goes, I'm good too. I go, that is good. What are you doing today? She goes, nothing spectacular, though. I go, isn't talking to me spectacular? She goes, eem, kind of, not that spectacular yet. I'm fucking trying, man. I am putting the bait out there.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, going back to the other text where she seems successful and there's no tales of woe and she seems like she's her own woman in control, I think she's, instead of building sympathy, she's trying to build confidence, building confidence that she might make you a pitch on investing in Forstex, which would lead you that she's a competent woman. She seems like a businesswoman, you know, and going that way. So the scam may be there. The approach is different due to what she's projecting to sell you.
And, well, Davin's, like, pitching this. He's flirting his ass off, and he's getting nowhere.
It's like real life. This is the most realistic one we've had yet.
Yeah. And the most confident one and the most drama-free as well.
She goes, not that spectacular yet. I go, kind of. Yeah, I go, what would make it spectacular? She goes, my closeness to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I go, you want to be closer to me? She goes, I don't know you that much. I go, true. I did try to meet you in Boston. Circling back to that.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, but if you give me the benefit of the doubt, why not? I go, benefit of the doubt about what? She goes, that you're a nice, cool, caring person and fun to be with. I think here we've had our first mangling of the English language.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but she's projecting it. She's projecting that she's successful. She's her own woman, but she's lonely. She's looking for a guy.
By the way, she's very attractive, too.
Yeah, very attractive. So you're sitting there going, well, she seems to have her act together. She seems cool. You know, let's progress, progress this. This is part of her pitch. Her pitch is different than a lot of other scammers, but nonetheless, the pitch being projected on a strength and not weakness.
Yeah, that's true. Very good. Very astute. I go, is that what you want to know about me? She goes, at least for now, yes. I go, I'm the most fun you can have with your clothes on. She goes, LOL, are you bad in the bedroom too?
Oh, damn! Wait a minute, two? Like, where else are you bad?
I don't know.
Is she bad? And she's trying to find out if you are as well.
I go, oh my, we are getting to know each other. Let's put it this way. I'm so bad you would need Batman to save your ass. Are you bad in the bedroom? And we will leave it there.
Wow.
So.
That's nice. Very.
Nice place to leave it. Gives you something to think about for the week. I think it's a lead-in. I would believe the lead-in is going to be towards her corporation. She seems to be, she's projecting a girl, a very hardworking woman, pretty, beautiful, that's lonely. She travels a lot, and she's looking for somebody to, to chat with. So far to chat with.
Now, the problem is, she's projecting this very competent woman, but I asked her about her business, and she had no fucking idea about it. Maybe she's hoping she can dazzle me, but that's a big friggin' deal that she had no idea what I was talking about in her line of work.
Well, she's a fucking scammer, don't get me wrong. I said she wasn't a scammer. The thing is, the pitch, how she's going to, what's the hook? And I'm just, I said that. Don't get me wrong. She put her foot in cow shit. Let me tell you something. if you told me, well, what's your thoughts about the pecs being code in New York City? I could rattle off 10 things why it's not going to happen. That's my business. Okay, it's her business to know about the Fed. If she's like, oh, what? Or not even give an opinion. Like, if she didn't know about that day, what is your opinion on where they're going to go?
Mm-hmm.
That's your job. You look at that every day. You should know, or at least have an opinion on it. So, she's a scammer. We're just wondering, what's her angle?
Yeah. What does she really want from you? And how does she think she's going to get it? If she's going to do it like a business angle, she's got to be able to do some fancy talk about what she does to be able to lure you into, give her money to invest or whatever it is that she thinks she's going to do. Mm-hmm. Right now, she's not doing a really good job of sounding like she's really on top of her game there. So, but now she's starting to veer into a little bit of sexy talk. So I'm like, well, then how is she going to get money out of him? There's got to be drama coming up.
Yeah, but with the sexy talk, it gets him off the questions that he's asking her.
But
I know.
But
it's a good distraction. But it's also whenever you distract the dick, the head stops thinking.
All right. So you think this?
Look who she's dealing with. He'll get into sexy talk, then find out what's the yen to dollar ratio. What opinions on that? Which is right up her alley. She better have an opinion right off the bat. Rattle off the things that she feels.
Yep.
That's her job. That's what she does all day long. Or travels all over the world to do.
Yeah.
So we'll see. You like this one?
Yeah, very interesting. This is very different. Very different. Totally different.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Let's, unless there's anything else to add, let's wrap this puppy up, shall we?
Wrap it up.
It was a very good, very, very good show. Very good show.
We
marched in lockstep with a lot of stuff. There wasn't that much argument.
Yeah, I kind of thought we were going to be arguing a lot this week, but it didn't turn out that way.
I thought it was going to be Dodge City tonight, but no. It was pretty much locked.
I mean, yeah, I mean,
we're in lockstep with a lot of stuff tonight.
I mean, if people,
hey, you never know.
Well, I mean, I think on most things we all took a common sense approach. You take a common sense approach, we're going to agree on things. You get ideological, we're going to disagree on things. You know,
right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
True.
We want to thank Sensei Russ Fardico. Thank you, Sensei Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
And laugh at
awesome
home.
Awesome dude.
What?
Awesome dude.
Awesome dude.
Yes.
Laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience. The performer talking directly to you, and of course you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at home comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business. Whether it is one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers, Laugh at home comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. Check us out at laughatomecomedy.com. All right, kids. That was fun. I'm sure next week we'll have another week of stories. We seem to have gotten lucky. A lot of interesting things to talk about. For a while there, it was just COVID-19, but now new nonsense is picking up.
Yeah.
As soon as you let people out, they start shenanigans again.
The shenanigans are picking up. I saw something that I guess what is it, 30 Rock? I guess they're pulling some of those episodes. I just saw the headline and Tina Fey apologized. So I guess they did some shenanigans. And Jimmy Kimmel is apologizing for performing in blackface years ago. Not for the women jumping on trampolines. That shit was fine, but the blackface. So it might be apology season, which is always fun to discuss.
You know,
I didn't realize we were there already.
Just one quick thing on that. Listening to Anthony Cumia's show, he was talking about the whole Kimmel thing, and he goes, you know, there would be years where that would happen, and you would stand by that, where, you know, look, that's a choice you made, it's fine, it's entertainment, blah, 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 blah. You know, if you got my back, I got your back. And he goes, fuck them. He goes, anytime you do something like that, they all come at you with their daggers. He goes, fuck Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, I mean, he knows he has an album in his past, Mr. Cumia does. So it's probably a little bit of self interest there for weighing in on that one.
And there was,
the
same thing, because he's in with that, you know, he's in with that kind of echelon of entertainment in a way, you know, and basically he always would support them, you know, but you know when he would be in, you know, when he got into those situations, you know, you'd have all these comics comment on it, and like, you know what, fuck you then. Yeah.
Listen, you know what? Listen, apologizing costs you nothing. It's you know, it's just easier to do that. Now, whether we're talking about pulling episodes off, I don't think we need to do that. But to apologize for, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing like when people get upset about Aunt Jemima or Uncle Ben's. Like the fucking logo, it was ever the reason you bought this shit. Who the fuck cares? They're rebranding shit. Companies rebrand all the time. Who the fuck? People get outraged about it. Like you ever gave a shit about Aunt Jemima?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. You know what? With all my stances on all sorts of the different issues, on that one, I'm like, I could care less, but I don't care.
Yeah, it has racist roots. They've tried to evolve the picture over the years, and they got to the point of, you know what, we don't want to do this anymore. Okay, plenty of companies do that shit. It's fine. Are you going to get upset when Mr. Clean has fucking hair on his head? Fucking relax. Who cares?
Yeah, I can't sit here and go, well, Aunt Jemima is a historical talking point. No, it's a fucking syrup.
Not even a good one.
Uncle Ben has significance in history. It's fucking right. I'm just for the shit, you know? I could care less.
That's the thing that amazes me, real quick, and then we'll get out of here. About the Trumpsters, because that's who's raging about this mostly, not you, as you just explained. But like, I understand why liberals are outraged. I get, you know, I'm generally not outraged, although there's fucking days I'm pretty pissed off. But I understand why liberals are outraged. But I swear to God, Trump fans are more outraged. They're always fucking angry about shit. It's like, your guy's running shit and you're this mad. I know what's going to happen if Biden runs shit, you're going to be mad. But your guy's running shit and you're mad. You just like being mad. That's not healthy. these libtards this, but what do you fucking care? Your guy's running shit. He's doing this.
He is and he's not. He's not running Seattle where it's deep is closed off a 4-block radius.
But unless you live in Seattle, but Joe, these people didn't give a shit when the Bundys took over that federal building in 2016. They took it over for a month, a federal fucking building. They didn't say a word. They just care because it's liberals. And I see right through this shit. And I'll be honest, I didn't like it then. I don't particularly like it now either. I don't think you could just give away part of your city. You want to protest, that's fine, but you got to go home.
There you go.
And speaking of going home, I think that's a good note for us. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.